We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we're remembering Tom Joles. And I understand for those of you under a certain age, the name Tom Joles means absolutely nothing. But for a lot of us of a certain age and over, Tom Joles was a regular part of our day. Tom Joles was Commander Tom. Tom Joles was the weatherman on Channel 7's Eyewitness News. And that's how Tom used to talk. I would love to know, and maybe we've got somebody in the inter sanctum, the holy of holies of Channel 7, who knows where is Dust Mop. Dust Mop was Tom Joles' doggy-like puppet that he used to have. No, hello, Dust Mop. Every day, it was all about Dust Mop. And the Commander Tom show, for many of us after school, was a staple. And I'll tell you something funny. I'm going to tell you this story earlier, having a couple of phone issues here, trying to connect with Marty Biniash. And I think, and I don't know this to be a fact, but it wouldn't surprise me. I've seen both, yes, it can happen, and no, it can't happen if the smoke is an issue. It finally caught up with me today. I told you yesterday it was starting, but it kind of caught up with me today, so I apologize for the raspiness. But what am I going to do, call in sick because I sound a little bit raspy? I don't think so. I've got my little inhaler right here, so life is good. But many, many years ago, there's a great Tom Joles story, and this is what I want to hear from you guys, similar Tom Joles story. You will always remember Tom Joles for what? There was a contest. There is a contest on Channel 7, and I want to get to the contest momentarily. But first, a guy who had grown-up experiences, as he started talking before, prior to the last traffic report on WBEN, and he loves doing traffic, Tim Wenger, and a very young Tim Wenger. You were talking to us about your introduction to broadcasting as an intern for Irv, Rick, and Tom.
Yeah, I was an Eyewitness News intern, and that would have been back in, dare I get into dates here, my God, it would have been back in 1985, maybe?
Yeah, you were a little late comer, Tim. I was there earlier.
Yeah. Well, it at any rate, you know, I remember when I was up at SUNY Oswego, I studied communications and meteorology over there, and I remember calling home and telling my dad that I got an internship at Channel 7 for the summer. And he said, Eyewitness News? And I said, yes. And he's like, Irv, Rick, and Tom? And I said, yes. And he yelled to he was just yelling to anybody that could hear him, you know, Tim's going to be with Irv, Rick, and Tom. that's what those guys represent. I mean, they were just icons, you know, they were in your living room with you. It's different now, different from what it is now. You know, a lot of people in the news world aren't so much loved anymore, and these guys were revered. And I'll tell you, the first day I was in that newsroom, and I remember actually the first person I encountered would have been Irv, and he used to do a photo. He would do photos in the news, and the interns would select the photos. And man, if you pick the wrong photo, you were in trouble.
Deep dirty.
I mean, Tom would come into that newsroom, and I mean, he couldn't have been more genuine. I mean, he just was, it was like your uncle walked into the room and just started talking to you. You know, I didn't intern in the weather department per se, but it was one big happy newsroom. And he couldn't have been, you know, just more warm and endearing to everybody, from interns to, you know, the general manager. He just was, he would talk to anybody about anything, and it usually wasn't about the weather. He was just a super personable kind of guy. And, you know, it's a sad loss for all of us. I was really disheartened. A friend of mine, John DeShulo, texted me yesterday late in the afternoon to tell me about this. And, you know, sometimes you see stuff coming. I didn't see this one coming. It wasn't, he hadn't been, you know, thinking about Tom in a bit. But so it's really a sad day. You know, people like Marty knew him. You know, they went on and knew him a lot closer. Steve Cishan certainly did as well. You know, Bob Kaczynski, my goodness, you know, Bob worked with him for years. But just a great guy, great family guy. And, you know, it was all about his family and work came second. And he was part of that trio that made history in Buffalo for sure.
Tim Wenger, our operations manager, among many other titles, started as an intern with Channel 7's Eyewitness News. Am I hitting it okay with the Tom Joles impersonations today, Tim?
I love it. I told you in a text earlier today, all day long I've been waiting for the Bowerly Tom Joles impersonation. And I heard you say, you know, you don't want people to take offense to it.
No.
And I don't think anyone would, including the family who, you know, have heard you do that for years.
No, Tom Joles himself loved my impersonation. Tom Joles had no issue with it. And anybody who thinks I'm being disrespectful, really, you got to chill out, because it's all about respect with Tom Joles. You know, Tim, I'm just thinking about something. We have been at this business for a very long time, well over 80 years combined experience, just with the two of us. And then we throw in Alan and we go back into the Neolithic times. But he'd say that himself. But anyway, as somebody who is now one of the most influential news and talk program guys in America, when you look at what Channel 7 did as it was rising to ascendancy, what was the strategy, as you look at it now from your perspective? What was done? Marty touched on that a little bit, but what did they do so right?
You know, I didn't hear what Marty said, so I'll be interested to know that later on. I'll go back and listen. But my answer to that would be kind of twofold. One would be they were just there. And that sounds like, you know, almost silly, but being there, as you know, for example, in the blizzard last year, just being there is half the battle. And Eyewitness News was always there. And actually, you know, having the peek behind the curtain back in the 80s in that newsroom, they worked hard at that. They made sure they were there. If there was something happening, you know, that live truck was there, you know, and whether it was sports, weather, or news, they were on top of it. So being there was number one. And then number two was the secret sauce, the formula of those three guys who just were family. They were endeared. You know, I always say in talk radio, you're the anomaly. You slip through somehow, Tom. But no, I mean, people need to be likable. They really do. If you're not likable, it's over. And Tom and Rick and Irv, three extremely likable people. In all three of them, I would say, if you picked them up and put them down in St. Louis, it probably wouldn't work. If you picked them up and put them down in Los Angeles, it wouldn't work. But it worked here, and it will not be replicated in our current media landscape. It won't. There's too many places for people to go to turn to for the kind of content and information that Eyewitness News at the time was putting out there. There's still 247, but, you know, you've got every radio, every, you know, app on your phone, and there's just the media landscape has been watered down to some degree. So it's difficult to achieve that.
You know, I could talk with you and Martin for hours about this, and hopefully it's good content for the people listening who are not involved in broadcasting, but for whom broadcasters are a part of their lives for sometimes a short time and sometimes a long time. And I know you got a traffic report for which you have to prepare, but I want to bring you back on, and I want you to think about the idea of chemistry. And earlier in the program, when I started off, I made reference to the fact that when we have a breaking news story, You and I, over the years, have developed this chemistry where I'll be at the anchor desk, you'll be out covering a story, and I know what you need to do, when you need to do it, and not trying to blow smoke here, but I always feel that we've got a great chemistry and that we deliver news for our listeners by virtue of that chemistry. And with Bella Villa and me, it was like an instant chemistry, and you can't buy that. You just you can't program for that. And I want you to think about that when we come back, when you're done, you know, doing that traffic thing. So I'll give you a second here to prepare for traffic, because I know what you're thinking. I got to get ready for traffic. I know, I got you. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, just so you know, guys, we're having a little bit of a phone issue. So that's why Marty is not back with us. And that's why I've not been able to take any phone calls. But we have an excellent engineering department here at News Radio 930 WBEN. And they are all over the situation. And we will get back to the phone calls and everything else on News Radio 930 WBEN at 20 minutes after 4 on the dot. All righty. Thanks, Tim. We'll get back to Tim in just a moment. It's really great to have all these resources upon whom to call. I mean, I met Irv many a time and Tom Joles a few times. I think I met Rick, but I didn't really know him all that well. Bob Koop and I, of anybody in Buffalo Broadcasting, you might remember, Bob Koop and I were very, very close. And what brought us close was Founding Fathers. We were both the kings of trivia. Nobody could beat us at that game together. The WBEN 7 weather forecast. As you can hear, the air quality alert is in effect for all of Western New York through tonight midnight. Wildfires continue to bring smoke this afternoon. Air quality conditions will worsen north to south into tonight. Skies staying hazy today. Stray shower, especially east and south of Buffalo. Smoke is gradually going to thin out tomorrow with improving conditions on Saturday for the East Aurora Music Festival. For tomorrow in the afternoon, mostly cloudy, mid-60s. Saturday in the afternoon, sun and clouds, mid-70s. And then Sunday afternoon, partly sunny and upper 70s. Right now, it is 62 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I just want to continue this conversation with Tim Wenger, because Tim loves doing traffic. Can we just establish that first and foremost? But without blowing
not
smoke.
Not really.
Yeah, well, you know, you put him in a helicopter. But without trying to blow smoke at my immediate supervisor, Tim is one of the most highly regarded and respected news and talk programmers in the radio industry in all of the United States. So his opinion.
Oh, stop.
except for the hiring of me, let's put it that way, but you weren't responsible for that. But Tim, the idea of not just charisma, but the idea that you are able to put together chemistry. Can you maybe delve into that just a little bit? Because I don't think it is something you can buy. I don't think it's something you can plan. I think chemistry just happens, whether it's between a news anchor and a reporter in the field or people together on a newscast.
Yeah, I've seen it a million times in other places that I'm involved with where they try to put two people together, and you just see it immediately that the chemistry isn't there. You can't fake it. It's just, you cannot fake that camaraderie, whether it's, you know, two people, three people, or an entire team. And, you know, going back to Earth, you know, the Tom Joles formula, those three guys in the rest of the Eyewitness team, they all worked so well together and seemed like a family. And, you know, people want to be around those, you know, likable types of people. And you can't make it up. So people either, it's nothing you can fake. You have to find people that can work together, that can anticipate one another, and that know what their next move is going to be. Or thought is going to be, and it really is a secret sauce. And it's sometimes you know, you kind of figure it out, and sometimes it's just trial and error, to be honest with you. But I've seen it work, and I've seen it go the wrong way too.
Yeah, very. And you're right. You can't. I mean, like I said, you can't buy it, and you certainly can't fake it, because people are going to see through fakes each and every time. You always have to be 100% genuine, because nobody is that good. Nobody is that good an actor. And the other thing that Marty Binyash talked about was remembering the Eyewitness News newsreels, where if there was a thrift sale at the temple, if there was a ladies' auxiliary meeting at the fire hall, there'd be a 10 to 15 second clip of it during those newsreel parts of Channel 7's Eyewitness News.
Yeah, absolutely. They were local, local, local. That was part of the, you know, I'll keep saying the same thing, the secret sauce that they had. And being local is one of them. Being there, being local, and being likable would be the three things that I would put together that make a successful team. You know, I see, you know, in the radio world, you see stations all across the country dotting the dial, you know, playing the same shows in the same places and wondering why, you know, nothing happens, you know, and nothing against the Sean Hannitys and the Gallaghers and the rest of the people that are out there that do syndicated shows. But you get what you get. If you're local, it makes a difference. And that's what people want, for the most part. You know, there's a place for national stuff and there's a place for watered down types of content. But what people really want is what's happening, you know, maybe not in their backyard, but certainly in their town, their village, their city, and their region. And that doesn't mean it's all local stuff either. It can be how, you know, national things are playing in your community versus how they're playing in other parts of the country. And, you know, Irv, Rick, and Tom, they were super successful in putting the, and the team, you know, the management team, in putting all that together. And that's a huge part of the puzzle, is that localism aspect.
Tim, as you know, I'm a prisoner of the clock, but as somebody who worked as an intern at Channel 7, one of the things that strikes me now, looking back at Irv, Rick, and Tom, was the lack of any ego conflicts. Was that evident in the newsroom?
Yeah, you know, that's a hard thing to say, because, you know, there's no way that you can do that job and be on TV every night and not have an ego. But ego doesn't need to be a bad thing. They knew they knew their position in the community, but they didn't overplay it. So, you know, I would say that, you know, it was apparent that, you know, they were who they were, and they had a stature in the community, but they certainly didn't use it. You know, they, if anything else, just acted like part of the community. And I think that was what made them so, you know, they were so endeared in the community, because they just reflected it. You know, they didn't come out, you know, with a Rolex watch and, you know, a $500 suit every night. They just looked like Buffalo guys. And, you know, that's it. And used words like salubrious.
You know? It's very interesting, because there's a famous criminal case, and I'm not going to bore you with it, but the defense attorney lost, and one of the explanations was he dressed too well for the crowd. They couldn't relate to the, at that point, $3,000 bespoke suit. Tim, thanks. I'm sure we're going to probably call on you later, because you've got great insight into this for many reasons. Tim Wenger on News Radio 930 WBEN. I hope you guys are enjoying this as much as we are, because we are honoring the legacy of Tom Joles, the last of that triumvirate of broadcast greatness to leave us, and yesterday did so at the age of 89. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, at least I'm genuine and honest. I tell you, you get mediocrity. That's what you can expect every day on this show, at least mediocrity on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Oh, baby. Makes me think of my buddies in Back to the Bars. Fine local band. Mentioned earlier, had a chance to see High Horse last night, and haven't seen those guys in pretty much forever. And they just get better and better and better. Very eclectic mix of songs. Couldn't believe it when they did Undone. I was stunned. Never heard a band do that live before. Not in this era, anyway. I'm sure older bands have done it. Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And by the way, Elijah Porter. Think that's his last name. Now I'm second-guessing myself. Nice job with the weight loss, man. Great job with the weight loss. You are an inspiration. 440 News Radio 930 WBEN. As you know, an icon of Buffalo died yesterday. Tom Joles, as in Channel 7's legendary weatherman, dying at 89. And we're going to be rejoined here by Marty Binyash, a local broadcast historian, among many other attributes. By the way, Marty, not that I'm even close to being in the league of Tom Joles, but the early edition of the Bowerly career, if you talk to Chuck Eckert at Media One, I'm sure you know Chuck.
I do,
He's got my stuff, and you are welcome to be the curator of the of that particular part of the career when I really, really was bad, as opposed to just being really bad after 40-odd years. Marty, we talked to Tim Wenger earlier about this whole idea, and he interned with Irv, Rick, and Tom. His dad was very, very proud that he got that internship. But the whole idea of the chemistry of these guys, and you started talking about it, and you couldn't have done it any better if you were a Hollywood casting director. I mean, we're talking about Irv Weinstein, Rick Azar with sports, and Tom Joles with the weather outside.
So if you were to put that anchor team together today, you would probably have some high-priced consultants come in. You would have various test videos that you would show to test audiences to try to put that unique group together. This was not done this way. This was put together by a guy named Red Cook, who was the program director who needed to compete. He needed to get Channel 7 out of the basement of the third greatest station in Buffalo. And, he took Tom from WBEN. He took Irv from KB Radio. Rick had already been at Channel 7. Rick actually signed the station on in November of 1958. He was the first voice and the first face seen on Channel 7. So he was that veteran. And, throughout the 70s, and then especially in the early 80s, man, Channel 7 was just unstoppable. And this whole parade of high-end reporters and personalities, and the list is endless. The Susan Banks and the Don Postals. And how about Don Pollock, the feature reporter that came in? Don Pollock was eventually replaced by Mike Randall, who took
Absolutely.
That role of a feature reporter and has done amazing work. And he's a Hall of Fame worthy candidate for the body of work that he's done at Channel 7 in the Buffalo market. But it was unstoppable under the leadership of Capital Cities. And, like modern media, especially in the late 90s, new ownership came in. They started cutting costs. Rick Irv and Tom, for as popular as they were, we're showing their age just a little bit. And finally, they started retiring. First, it was Rick Azar. Then it was Irv Weinstein. Then finally, 6 months later, it was Tom Joles. And this solid foundation built upon these three amazing journalists and broadcasters was no more. And a station like Channel 7 has tried everything. Keith Radford came in towards the mid to end of that 80s and 90s. He had that connection to Channel 7's greatness and the roots. Actually, Keith Radford is another great interview. He was a rock and roll radio newsman, too, on a station called CKLW in Windsor, Ontario, across the river from Detroit.
He used to live right around the corner. Used to live right around the corner from me. And Keith Radford, one of the great talents of the recent modern Buffalo broadcast era. Forgive my interruption.
Yeah. Hey, so you know, there's been a lot of there's been a Commander Tom Facebook page now for years, and it's really sort of in the last 24 hours changed into a tribute and a celebration of Tom. And we've been putting up stuff that I've been finding in the archives. 20 years ago, we put together an exhibit at the Toytown Museum in East Aurora, part of the Fisher-Price complex, and it was about children's television. So 20 years ago, I went and interviewed a lot of these, you know, legendary behind-the-scenes men at Channel 7, people like, you know, Peter Kalankowitz. You know, these were guys that were in the production and engineering department. And got a lot of the behind-the-scenes stories, and they saved a lot of the memos. And one of the memos that we found was from 1969, and that is the year that Tom Joles received his red coat, his famous red coat. Prior to that, he had an Eisenhower jacket, you know, sort of a Korean-era small little wool jacket that he would wear. Then he wore an Air Force uniform for a couple seasons. But in October of 1969, he got his new red coat, and it was based on the Canadian Mountie uniform. Now, as much as we're celebrating Commander Tom in Western New York, his attraction and love of people in Southern Ontario runs extremely deep. And I have to believe a lot of it has to do with the fact that he looked like a Canadian Mountie on Buffalo television.
You know, that's interesting because back in the day, I was doing talk radio when Irv, Rick, and Tom were kings of the television heap. And the number of people who would call in from Grimsby, Toronto, Etobicoke, who could basically quote Irv word for word, pistol packing punks, Buffalo Blaze busters. Channel 7, I don't know what the numbers were, but I know anecdotally and experientially that Channel 7 during that era had a massive amount of Canadian viewers.
Tom, there was a radio station up in Toronto, a top 40 station called Chum, C-H-U-M. Yep. And at one point during the 80s, they had an Irv Weinstein for mayor parade and pep rally that drew thousands of people in downtown Toronto. Now, the Toronto of 2023 is not the Toronto of the 70s or 80s. By far, it's a multicultural city with, you know, thousands of people coming to that city on a monthly basis to find residency. But, you know, there was a while there that the 2, 4, and 7 were the dominant news sources in Canada's largest city. You know, another thing that we've found out through Facebook is that people's memory of their childhood of Rocket Ship 7 and Commander Tom are sort of like weaving in together. You know, they're like, oh, I love Commander Tom with Promo the Robot. No, it was Rocket Ship 7 in the morning with Dave Thomas. And that started in 1962. A couple of years later, it took until 1965 that Commander Tom started. And then people did have a question, did Commander Tom ever air in the mornings? Yes, he did. In 1978, Dave Thomas left Channel 7 to go to the capital city's flagship station in Philadelphia, WPBI. He left in 1978. He was the host of AM Buffalo. He was Dialing for Dollars. He was the host of Rocket Ship 7. And at that point, Commander Tom did fill the morning spot. So some people that might have listened or might have watched in the very later years of the 70s or the early 80s might remember Tom from being in the mornings.
Wow. Yeah, because that had come up earlier, and I think a lady might have made a mistake because she said she was watching, as I recall, in the morning, and she said Tom Joles would show letters that kids had written to our soldiers in Vietnam, which she remembered because her brother is a Vietnam veteran. And that kind of threw me because, to me, Commander Tom was in the afternoon, Rocket Ship 7 was in the morning, so I think she might have inadvertently juxtaposed those, but as you've said, that is not an entirely uncommon situation. You know, I talked a little bit about this with Tim Wenger, and that is the idea of ego. You cannot be in this business, and I don't think you can be a success in a lot of business unless you have an ego. That does not mean that you need to be an a-hole narcissist although I do a pretty good job of that. But the ego clashes, if there were any, they never really were apparent on the air. There was no tension.
It didn't appear so. And in my research and in talking to Rick Irvin Tom over the years, that there was a genuine love and interest in each other. They might have not gone on vacations or hung out for Christmas dinner or for Hanukkah, but they truly had an interest in their fellow anchors on television, and those egos were never there. Anybody who met Tom, and he had a wonderful retirement after leaving television in 1999, spent a couple of years in Florida, but came back, has a wonderful family. I think there's something like 12 grandkids and 16 great-grandkids. He has six children, and he came back because he wanted to be with his family. He wanted to be in Western New York, and it didn't matter if you saw him at the corner store, the gas station, or at Ted's. You know, people would always come up to him and call him the commander, and he was always so gracious, and he would want to know about you. When I would call Tom over the last 4 or 5 years, he would always ask, how are your kids doing? You know, it was not about him. It was always about me and what's going on with my family. And, you know, I had a great relationship with him when I was at the Erie County Fair, and he had a great history at the Erie County Fair. It's a great story.
Hold on. I got a break. I'm a prisoner of the clock, Mr. Binyash. Marty Binyash is with us, local broadcast historian. I hope Steve Cishan calls in. I hope Tom Langmeyer calls in. Folks, this is really important to a lot of us who grew up and who watched television in a certain era. And if you are younger and maybe you're thinking about a career in broadcasting, my advice would be don't even think about it. But you're going to learn some things here today. Even if you're a pop culture student, you're learning stuff here today. Yes, as long as I'm mentioning Buffalo bands today, Flipside is another great Buffalo band. Someday when I can feel my fingertips again, I hope to be on stage playing guitar. The WBEN7 weather forecast, air quality alert in effect for all of Western New York through Thursday night, tonight at midnight. Tomorrow afternoon, mostly cloudy, mid-60s. Saturday afternoon, sun and clouds, mid-70s. And Sunday afternoon, partly sunny, upper 70s. Right now, 62 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. And as you can hear, I told you this day was going to come. I actually wore a mask outside today, folks, because I anticipated this. You can hear a little bit in my voice that Canadian smoke, but it's not the end of the world. No big deal. And I don't think it's that bad, actually. Marty Binyash is with us, Buffalo media broadcast historian. You were talking about Tom Joles and his relationship with the Erie County Fair.
So it runs deep. In fact, I believe that he was married to his wife for like 68 years. And the first date that they went on was to the Erie County Fair. They started dating full time shortly after that and were married and started raising a family. But it was all because of one date going to the fair in Hamburg that, started, a 68 year relationship with his wife. It's absolutely amazing. But then as a broadcaster, he was out in his element at the Erie County Fair. And the weather outside on studio, he would have studio guests come in, or when they were on Main Street, the occasional honking of a horn or people mooning him or whatever was going on Main Street. But at the Erie County Fair, at Slade Park was where the Channel 7 had their gazebo. And he would do the weather outside there for decades, where he would mingle with the crowd and interview the whatever characters were at the fair at that time, and really just talk to everyone in between segments. So he was just a part of the Erie County Fair as the rides and the animals, was going to see Tom Joles at the Channel 7 gazebo.
Okay, I have to ask you a question for Tim Wenger, and I think this is one of the most important questions you're going to receive about Tom Joles as you descant about his life, times, and career. Where is Dust Mop?
So we brought all those puppets together, we put together we recreated the set for the Children's Museum of Children's Television exhibit at the Toytown Museum. And the original Dust Mop was about 7-8 years ago for the Legends of Broadcasting a seminar at the Buffalo History Museum. We brought those back, reunited with Tom, and I believe Tom and his family have that original big dust mop that he would take to parades and have on television and, you know, along with some of his uniforms.
Well, I certainly hope that Joel's family is listening, and I know you were close with Tom, and I hope you can reach out at the appropriate time and make sure that those artifacts are properly cataloged, because they really are such an integral part of the history and broadcast history and pop culture of Western New York. Marty, believe it or not, I have a few more questions I'd like to get to after the news. Is that okay?
That'd be fine, Tom.
Okay, Marty Binyash is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. And folks, I got to tell you, this to me, and I hope to you, this is absolutely fascinating. So many of us grew up in this era of Irv, Rick, and Tom. And it's more than just talking about the life and times of Tom Joles. It's really about talking about our lives and times as viewers and listeners of Irv, Rick, and Tom. So seldom does it happen anymore that we have common viewing experiences. And yes, there was a time before 8,000 channels were available to you. And I hope you're enjoying this as much as I. And to the members of the Joles family who may be listening today, hello, Dust Mop. To you people of the Joles family listening, obviously, we join you in your mourning for your man, Tom Joles. But we also want to let you know what an indelible impact Tom Joles had on this community, and anybody who's been associated with broadcasting in this community, you should know that Tom Joles was one of the most respected people and one of the most beloved people to ever appear on the airwaves of Western New York. So amidst your personal grief, I hope that you can understand and accept the condolences of all of us and the love and respect that we share for Tom Joles. And when I do my Tom Joles imitation, please know that your Tom Joles loved the imitation, and I did it once in front of him, and he got a kick out of it. It is 4:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.